now. Thank you so much, Al.
Hello. Thank you for holding. Is this Al?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Al. How's it going? My name's Hawk. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Happy to hear that. Happy Monday. Well, I guess our Monday. We had the day off, but happy Tuesday. So let me just catch me up to speed here. So for service area, so just price. So would maybe like 20 miles do it? You want to keep it a little closer than that, a little more?
Oh, no. I go further out. I mean, I...
Oh, okay. So
there's
50
so many,
would be okay?
Like I said, like, mainly I would really... I mean, I could pretty much go all the way. I know you guys are in California, so I don't know if you're familiar with it, but it's called St. George.
Okay.
So if there was enough business to go out that way, I would go there too. Because like I said, it.
Okay.
And like I was telling her, I don't do. I mainly my 98% is commercial, not residential.
Can do, not a problem. It just. Basically, how we would set it up for you, there's a lot of ins and outs. I mean, we kind of tailor fit it to the business, so will not be a problem at all. Now, before I kind of like jump into everything, you know, all the good stuff, pricing and all that, did you have any questions so far about how it works in general, anything like that?
Well, really, yeah, how it does. I mean, I know, like she was saying, and she makes sense. I mean, people get on Google if they got to go find it. Like we do when we're out of town, my wife will get on there and say, well, where's Jack in the Box? And she'll have to look
right
at wherever we're at, whatever. You know what I mean?
There you go.
So
it shows you the local companies. Exactly. So say somebody was in your area, right, within, say, 50 miles, and they're searching for those pest control services. You just pop up as a result of the search on that
right
first page where you would typically see the map pop up, right? So then you become one of those options. And in turn, more people find you organically. And these are people that are going to call you directly. So it's not going to go through to a third party where you're paying per lead or click or job. It's
right
just a flat fee, right, month to month, that's going to cover everything I'm going to go over. So you have some more control over the leads, right? You can cherry pick the business you want because you're not paying for every lead. And you don't have to chase clients, which I think is the best part for most people.
Right. Yeah, I don't, like I said, you know,
right,
like I was telling her, I've never advertised, and we're pretty successful. In 4 years, we're pretty successful.
That's always good to hear. That's great. That's only going to help
you be
more successful too. Nice. No, I mean, so yeah, imagine if you did. I mean, for someone that doesn't need to and gets that much success, even if you did a little bit of marketing, it could go a long way, right?
Well, yeah, of course, yeah.
Right. And I mean, if that's the case, then what I can do is maybe give you a basic setup, save you some money. And then, like you said, still get you, a good customer base. I mean, and keep in mind, it's not like we flip a switch and you're on the first page the next day and like 100 clients come flying at you. It's really not like that.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing's
ever like
steady
that
flow.
If that was the case, everybody would have their own business.
Right. Exactly my point, right, exactly. Now, just keep in mind, we do, it's more of a marketing package. We don't just put you on Google, although that's the best part. That's where most people search, as we know. But also Bing, Yahoo, Apple, I mean, you name it, right? They could even optimize a Yelp profile for you. Is that the paid service you have with them, or is that the free service?
I don't have any service with them.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, there is a listing here on Yelp.
Yelp?
Maybe like a happy customer leaving you a review, maybe?
I have no idea. I know my son was talking to that Yelp, but I've never talked to him. I've never done anything with him.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah,
no worries. All good. Yeah, so maybe just a happy customer. Maybe he did it. Who knows? But you have one, and they would actually optimize that profile for you, so you can actually get some jobs coming in from there, too. So. Always good. Now, as for the pricing, because I know that's always important too. So let's see. Now, with the credit that they put you in there for, so let's see here. You'd be looking at $299. Okay, that's month to month. There's no contracts, and that covers everything that we offer. So there wouldn't be any additional cost to anything at all. Now, from what you heard, is that in the ballpark, or have you ever maybe spoken with someone about a service like this before? Or?
No, you're the first one I've ever been given this much time to.
Oh, well, I feel honored. Thank you.
I've had a number of calls because they want to try to get our, because we run a program called Pest Pack, and they want, you know, we'll give you a gift card if you just listen to us, and I've never have, so.
Oh, nice. Well, keep in mind, I mean, just for sake of argument, right, like, we'll do a quick search just to give you an idea, like, how many searches are done and potential for a service like this. So, let's just say we'll go 50 miles from West Valley City, pest control. So, between Facebook and Google in the last 30 days, there's been a little over, we'll even round down. Let's just say 2,000 searches, okay? So, let's say we got you 1% of those searches, right? That's fair to say, right?
Right.
So that's 20 solid calls, right, per month on average, right? That's definitely going to offset the price of $2.99, no problem, right? And like I said, we do funnel it for you. It's not going to be overwhelming. It's just going to be more of a steady flow. It's just going to complement your already existing system. Right? And we do also offer social media. I mean, they'll run Facebook ads for you, you name it. I mean, anything you could think of marketing-wise, they hook you up. And they'll have a technician that runs everything for you, so you just answer the calls and bid the jobs. You don't have to handle any of that. Now, if you wanted to, you could call in and run a new promotion, change content, keywords. They'll do all that for you. So it's more hands-on. They don't just set it up and say, good luck. You know, it's like they actually handle it all for you, which is more beneficial. Yeah, yeah. So it's much easier, you know, no fuss, no muss. It's really easy. Did you guys ever go through the process of getting your Google business profile, like the verification on there?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, what they call it is a Google business profile. So when someone searches, you know, when you see like the business pop up and there's like their website address and all that, that's a Google business profile. So once you're verified on Google, you have one of those, and then that's what we're optimizing. That's how we get you up on the first page. We're optimizing that profile to have you show on all these platforms, but for Google specifically, that's what they use. And that's what you're seeing when you do a typical search on there is a Google business profile. What they do, they send like a postcard in the mail. You get a code on that, you would enter that, and boom, that verifies the address. Now, if it is a home address, say you didn't have an office, we can opt out, and you don't actually show the address online either. So, like I said, we have a technician who runs all that for you to your exact specifications. So there won't be anything that you wouldn't want it to look like or, you know, run like. So we make sure that it's, you know, tailor-fitted right to the business. Exactly. In that regard, do you guys have an office address that you run out of, or is it just a home address?
Well, we have our home address, and that's pretty much where we run out of. But everything we use is out of our UPS store box, post office box, because when some clients send checks, we don't want them at the house. Does that make sense?
So. Understood. No, totally. So in that case, because you can't use a P.O. box, what we would do is we'll just address.
Right.
And then hide the address, right? And then you'll receive just that notification with the code from Google there. No customer's going to see that you live there. You know, it's just going to show a general 50-mile area when they show up on Google. It's not going to actually show a physical address. That's what we do most times for most businesses because obviously you don't want to show your home address to a bunch of people on Google, of course.
Yeah, because even on I'm looking at my business card. Yeah, we use our P.O. box. Even for my business cards.
Ah, gotcha. Yeah, not a problem. Like I said, we hide the address. It would just be for the verification. So it wouldn't show the address or anything like that. For the Google business profile itself, what about like clients, like how they would see the business? What about like hours of operation? Is it like a 9-to-5 or is it 8-to-6 or how would that show?
You know what? I'll be honest with you. I work like at 5-6 in the morning when it's summertime, when the sun's up a little more. I start usually about 6:37, and I work 3 hours. So.
Oh, nice. So basically, these hours would show to clients, like, basically when they'd be calling you.
Yeah. I mean, I see that.
So that, yeah. So that'd be okay, yeah. Like 7 to.
Yeah, just 4, 5.
7 to 4 or 5. Okay. Perfect. And that's like a Monday through Friday thing?
Yeah, or they can call on a weekend. They don't bother me, so.
Oh, okay. Can do. And we can always, we can change that at any time. Like I said, if the calls become like too much, you don't want to get bothered on the weekend, whatever the case is, we can change that. And then what about clients contacting you? Is phone, text, and email okay?
Usually, most clients usually call. I mean, they'll email, but usually they'll call me because, like I said, like, a lot of my clients, they have audits. So sometimes if there's an
right.
auditor there or whatever, that's, you know. So usually they'll call.
Makes sense. Yeah, because if you don't want to receive emails in that case, you know, from people that find you on Google or any of these platforms, that's fine. We can just have it as phone and text. And if you wanted to add email later, that's not a problem either.
Yeah.
What about, like, specific areas you'd want to target with the marketing? Any specific counties or cities, anything like that?
No, it'd probably just be like up north from Salt Lake, which would be, you know, Ogden area and all that area. And then down south would be just down south from Salt Lake
okay.
to St. George.
Right. I remember you said St. George. Okay. Can do. And so just so you know what's involved. So there's also an app that you'd be able to download on your phone too. So you actually see everything real time. So when a call comes in, there's call tracking. You can actually see where the call is coming from. If you say you missed the call, it records any voicemail that's left, so you can call them back. So you can start to see, like, where you're being searched the most, the areas that you're being found in. This way, not only can we optimize for you, but then you can also make suggestions yourself if you see anything like, oh, hey, let's start focusing on this area, or, you know, anything that comes to mind. And if we – he didn't make a note about a website. Do you guys already have one?
We don't have a website.
Oh,
no.
Okay. Not a problem. Yeah. We actually, we do build sites as well. I'm thinking for you, what I can do is because the reason that I ask is because typically it's good to have a website on the Google Business Profile, like what most clients look for, reviews, you know, website, just so it looks like, you know, professional, legit. What I can do, I mean, it'll be a nice, like, basic landing site, right? It's not going to be, like, custom or anything super really nice, but it's going to be – it's going to do its job, right? I can get that included in the $299 for you. That way, out the door, you're still at the same price. How does that sound?
Well, you know, I'll be honest with you. It sounds good to me. The problem is – there's not a problem. Let me rephrase that. It's not a problem. We have to
right.
– we'll have to redo a call again. And have my wife on this call.
Oh, sure.
She's the one.
No, totally
she's
fine.
The one that, I mean, I do all the work. And, you know, her business that she works for, she's an HR manager. So she runs
oh, nice.
Everything
okay.
else. Like, she'll do all the, you know, the payments.
The logistics.
All, everything. There you go.
I got you.
I mean,
sure.
I'll do all the jobs
no,
and I'll find them and we'll do that. But she does all that. And
yeah, you're in the field and
everything.
And she's in the office. I got you.
No,
that's usually the case on most of these situations. So I guess what's a good time to call back when you'd be with her?
So, and like I said, I am very interested. It's getting it through her to see what she's thinking. You know what I mean?
No, I got it.
We've never done,
I mean, I guess my only question. Go ahead.
Because I have thought about doing it. You know, my son, he's going to end up taking over the business when I get done. And that's who did the Yelp thing. He didn't sign up for it, but he wanted to do that because he wanted to start doing stuff on his own with under, you know.
Oh, nice. I got
you. That's how that Yelp came about. I've never, like I said, but I mean, I've had people tell me, hey, Al, aren't you not on Google or on this and advertise?
Right.
Like I said, our business will be 4 years now in April, January, from March, April, 4 years.
Mm,
we opened
congrats.
It up in 2020.
That's a good amount of time.
Yeah, I mean, once you do that, and like I said, 98% is commercial. I have probably
yep.
1, 2, 4, maybe 5 houses. So.
Nice. Okay.
It's pretty much,
nice.
You know. But like,
and in your,
go ahead.
Oh yeah, in your opinion, I mean, in your experience anyway, with if this has happened before, like with anything else, what do you think her objection or questions would regard? That the pricing more, or that the service itself?
No, I think the service she might lean a little bit more towards the pricing to see if really that's what she'll look at. She's really smart. So. She's smarter than I am.
I got
so,
you.
But I mean,
no worries.
I would like for you guys so we can just have a talk. Yeah.
Right, just to kind of run it by her. I got you. Yeah, because I was going to say, if I can work some magic with the pricing, maybe could we get you signed up now? I guess it's going to be my follow-up question.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to, I'll be honest, but then if I did it, I didn't talk to her about it, she wouldn't get mad.
Right,
she'd want to know
the
why.
Hailstorm would rain down,
yeah.
I got you.
Right, right. Yeah.
No worries. But yeah, I guess so. What's a good time to call back when you might be with her and we can have that talk?
So, today, this afternoon, would be a bad day, and I know you guys are an hour behind us. So she usually gets home about 4:30. So tomorrow's Wednesday. If you can call tomorrow at 4:30, would be perfect. Our time, so it would be 3:30 your time.
Wednesday, 4:30 your time. Got it. That is possible. I can do that. Not a problem at all, Al.
Okay.
So I'm going to send you a text with some info.
Okay.
I'll have my contact info, too. And then if you do have any questions or anything in the meantime before we talk, just shoot me a text that goes straight to me and I can contact you right back, okay?
Okay, sounds perfect. Thank you so much.
All right. Yeah, no worry. You have a great day. I will talk soon. Yeah, me too.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.